بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما جاءت رسلنا إبراهيم بالبشرى قالوا إنا مهلكو أهل هذه القرية، إن أهلها كانوا ظالمين.
Verse number 31. When the angels whom I had sent came to give good news to Ibrahim of Ishaq, and after him, his son Ya'qub, they said to him, "We are going to destroy the people of the town of Sadum, the town of the people of Lot. Its people were wrongdoers because of the obscene act that they were doing."
قال إن فيها لوطا قالوا نحن أعلم بمن فيها لننجينه وأهله إلا امرأته كانت من الغابرين.
Verse number 32. Ibrahim, peace be upon him, said to the angels, "But Lot is in that town whose people you wish to destroy, and he is not one of the wrongdoers." The angels said, "I know very well who is there. I will save him and his household from the destruction that will be sent down on the people of the town, except for his wife. She will be one of those who will be left behind, and we will destroy her with the rest of them."
رسلنا لوطا سيء بهم وضاق بهم ذرعا وقالوا لا تخف ولا تحزن إنا منجوك وأهلك إلا امرأتك كانت من الغابرين.
Verse number 33. When the angels whom I sent to destroy the people of Lot came to Lot, he was troubled and distressed by their coming, fearing for them the evil of his people, as the messengers had come to him in the form of men and his people lusted after men instead of women. The angels said to him, "Do not fear, for your people will not be able to harm you, and do not grieve over their news of their destruction that I give you. I will certainly save you and your household from destruction, except for your wife. She will be one of those who will be left behind, and we will destroy her with the rest of them."
إِنَّا مُنْزِلُونَ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِ هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةِ رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ.
Verse number 34. I will send a punishment from the sky down on the people of this town that used to do obscene acts, which is stones of baked clay, as a punishment for their leaving out following Allah by the perpetration of that evil and immoral act, which was satisfaction of lust with men instead of women.
وَلَقَدْ تَرَكْنَا مِنْهَا آيَةً بَيِّنَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ.
Verse number 35. I left some of this town that I destroyed as a clear sign for those who use their intellect for sound reasoning, because they are the ones who take a lesson from the signs.
وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا فقال يا قوم اعبدوا الله وارجوا اليوم الآخر ولا تعثوا في الأرض مفسدين.
Verse number 36. I sent to the people of Madian their brother in lineage, Shu'aib, peace be upon him. He said, "My people, worship Allah alone, and have hope by your worshipping him for reward on the last day. Do not spread corruption on earth by committing and spreading sins."
فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ.
Verse number 37. His people rejected him, and so the earthquake struck them. When morning came, they were lying dead in their homes, and they were motionless.
وعادا وثمود وقد تبين لكم من مساكنهم وزين لهم الشيطان أعمالهم فصدهم عن السبيل وكانوا مستبصرين.
Verse number 38. I also destroyed the tribe of Ad, the people of Hud, and the Thamud, the people of Saleh. Signs of their destruction are clear to you, O people of Mecca, by what is left of their dwelling, by Hijr towards the Levant, and Shihr near Hadramaut. Their empty dwellings are evidence of that. Satan made their deeds of disbelief and other sins seem good to them, and diverted them from the right path. They were capable of seeing truth from deviation, and guidance from misguidance, as their messengers had taught them. But they chose to follow their desires instead of following guidance. Beneficial points. 1. Oppression is a means that leads to destruction. 2. Following the truth is a means that leads to salvation from destruction. 3. Human relations are only of benefit if they are accompanied by faith. 4. Concern for the safety and security of guests from being assaulted. 5. The homes of those who are destroyed by the punishment is a lesson for those who wish to take a lesson. 6. Knowing the truth is of no benefit when one follows his desires and gives preference to it over guidance.
وقارون وفرعون وهامان ولقد جاءهم موسى بالبينات فاستكبروا في الأرض وما كانوا سابقين.
Verse number 39. I destroyed Qarun when he oppressed the people of Musa by sinking him together with his property into the ground. I destroyed Fir'aun and his minister, Haman, by drowning them in the sea. Musa had brought them clear miracles, indicating his truthfulness, but they behaved arrogantly in the land of Egypt and were too proud to have faith in him. They could not be saved from my punishment by escaping from me.
فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لِيَظْلِمَهُمْ وَلَٰكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ.
Verse number 40. So I seized each one of those mentioned above with my destructive punishment. Amongst them were the people of Lut, on whom I sent down stones of baked clay. Amongst them were the people of Saleh and the people of Shu'aib, who were overcome by a sudden blast. Amongst them was Qarun, whom I sunk into the earth together with his property. Amongst them were the people of Nuh and Fir'aun and Haman, whom I destroyed by drowning. It was not Allah who wronged them by destroying them for no sin, but they wronged themselves by committing sin and thus were deserving of the punishment.
مثل الذين اتخذوا من دون الله أولياء كمثل العنكبوت اتخذت بيتا وإن أوهن البيوت لبيت العنكبوت لو كانوا يعلمون.
Verse number 41. The example of the idolaters who took idols, whom they worshipped other than Allah, in the hope that they will benefit them or intercede for them, is like that of a spider that builds a house to protect it from heat and cold and from an assault against it. The frailest of all houses is the spider's, as it does not ward off any cold nor prevent any heat. Similarly, their idols will not benefit nor harm nor intercede. If the idolaters knew that, they would not have taken idols that they worship besides Allah.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِهِ مِن شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ.
Verse number 42. Allah, may He be glorified, knows what they worship besides Him. Nothing of that is hidden from Him. He is the Mighty, who cannot be challenged, and the wise in His creation, estimation and planning.
وَتِلْكَ الْأَمْثَالُ نَضْرِبُهَا لِلنَّاسِ وَمَا يَعْقِلُهَا إِلَّا الْعَالِمُونَ.
Verse number 43. These examples that I drew for people, to awaken them and to make them see the truth and guide them to it, can only be grasped in the desired manner by those who have knowledge of Allah's law and rule.
خلق الله السماوات والأرض بالحق إن في ذلك لآية للمؤمنين.
Verse number 44. Allah, may He be glorified, created the heavens and created the earth with truth. He did not create them with falsehood, and He did not create them in vain. In that creation, there is a clear indication of Allah's power for those who have faith, because they are the ones who will use Allah's creation as evidence for the Creator, may He be glorified. The disbelievers, however, pass by the signs in the horizons and the signs within themselves, without their attention being drawn to the greatness and power of the Creator, may He be glorified.
أتل ما أوحي إليك من الكتاب وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Verse number 45. Read, O Messenger, to the people what Allah has revealed to you of the Qur'an, and do the prayer in the most perfect manner. Prayer that is discharged perfectly restrains the doer from falling into sins and wrong, because it creates a light in the hearts that prevent the preparation of sins, and guides the person to doing righteous deeds. The remembrance of Allah is greater than and superior to everything. Allah knows everything you are doing. None of your actions are hidden from Him, and He will recompense you for them. If they are good, the recompense will be good, and if they are evil, the recompense will be evil. Beneficial points. 1. The various forms of punishment in the world. 2. Allah is free of committing oppression. 3. Attaching oneself to other than Allah is to attach oneself to the weakest means. 4. The virtue of knowledge. 5. The importance of prayer in setting right the behavior of a believer. 6. The virtue of the remembrance of Allah.